بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد setting off after Fajr Salah سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that during a journey نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم would set out immediately after Fajr Salah note twice on journey نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم would set out immediately after Fajr Salah and not anticipate the time of Ishraq. It is better to travel in the early part of the day. Sakhar ibn Wadaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Allah, bless my ummah in the tasks which it undertakes in the morning. Hence Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam dispatched armies early in the morning. The narrator of this hadith, Sayyiduna Sakhar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was a business person. Whenever he sent out his caravans containing merchandise, he would do so in the morning, and due to this he acquired substantial profits. Note, the ulama of hadith have entitled chapters of this nature in their compilations, establishing the fact that it is sunnah to set out on a journey early in the morning. Setting out after Dhuhr Salah, Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Dhuhr Salah in Madinah Tayyiba and then commenced his journey of Hajjatul Wada. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then performed two rakats in Dhul Hulayfa. Note, if one can set out after Fajr, one should do so, as that is the actual sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that cannot be done, one may set out whenever convenient. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.